Dellingpole, My Biggest Disappointments of 2021. By James Dellingpole on December 31, 2021. So many haven't covered themselves with glory this year. Here are my biggest disappointments of 2021. The mainstream media. 2021 has tested to destruction the quaint notion that journalists are motivated above all by the quest for truth regardless of where it leads them. Nope. Just as the MSM refused in 2020 to acknowledge there was anything even remotely suspicious that a senile child sniffer somehow beat the most popular president in US history. So in 2021 the MSM refused to admit that there was anything remotely suspicious about the official pandemic narrative. In Downing Street press conferences, the default question was always why aren't you doing more to enforce masks, CCP-style lockdowns, quarantines, etc.? Never once isn't this all a terrible overreaction? And since when was Big Pharma so eminently trustworthy? It wasn't just the slavish lickspittles from the BBC and The Sun who refused to stray outside the Overton window. Even all those stalwart conservative-slash-libertarian-slash-free market columnists that you used to imagine would always be your bulwark against tyranny turn out to have been just as craven. Sure. They could be big and brave and outspoken talking about the threats to freedom posed by wokeistas insisting on weird pronouns. But when it came to broaching the more awkward subject of a globalist, technocratic takeover being conducted under the guise of a pandemic, crickets. Scientists. Like journalists, only with greater delusions of intellectual credibility and fewer scruples. Any newspaper article beginning "scientists say," relieved you of the need to read any further because it might just as well have begun "Pinocchio says." The only honest ones in 2021 were either retired or recently sacked for having spoken out of turn. Medics. Like scientists, only even more disappointing because you thought they were there to save your life. That they valued things like the Hippocratic Oath and that no way would they push experimental treatments on you without informed consent. Sure, there have been some notable exceptions to this rule, but most of them are no longer actual working doctors because they have been hounded out of their jobs for wrongthink. Libertarians. All that fine-sounding stuff about the Laffer curve, the moral case for lower taxes, the genius of Hayek and von Mises, that hilarious anecdote about Milton Friedman, why not do it with spoons? They've always been great on the theory of freedom. But it turns out that when it's genuinely under threat they run for the hills. Especially when it turns out that the donors who pay their think tank salaries are actually part of the problem they've been pretending to fight all these years. The Conservative Party. Nothing whatsoever to do with anything that any reasonable person might construe as conservatism. It doesn't care about the countryside, private property, limited government, personal responsibility, low taxes, tradition, liberty. But it does want to take away your petrol car and your gas boiler and your foreign vacations because St. Greta said so. And it's totally relaxed on the subject of open borders. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the Pope. Painfully woke oil executive Justin Welby and South American leftist agitator Bergoglio were enthroned as Archbishop of Canterbury and Pope, almost simultaneously in March 2013. Perhaps the timing had some significance in the Luciferian calendar. But it was certainly disastrous for many believing Christians who have looked on, appalled, at the destruction this grisly duo have wrought on their respective churches. Welby wants to decolonize church statuary. Bergoglio wants to abolish Latin Mass. Both appear more interested in worshiping Gaia than God. All the idiotic celebrities, politicians, journalists who allow themselves to be roped into the government's campaign to vilify people who don't want get vaccinated. History will judge these shills, I hope. But not, I fear, before this obviously orchestrated campaign has whipped the vaccinated section of the populace into a witch hunt frenzy against the unvaccinated. What they are doing by sowing the seeds of such division is wicked and unforgivable. Brexit. Sure, we all had a lovely idea of what Brexit meant when we voted for it. But the deep state never for a moment had any intention of allowing us to have it. Nor have they. Boris Johnson. From his chummy, affected nickname, his real name is Alexander, to his japesome Telegraph articles celebrating breast implants and BMWs, Johnson is, and always has been, an elaborately constructed fraud. The pity is that most of us, me included, hoped there was something real beneath the facade and didn't realize the truth until he was inextricably entrenched and the damage had been done. The British. Not all of them. I'd say a good 10% have risen to the occasion, and I've been proud to march alongside more than a few of these stalwarts. Such as Bob, the former Telegraph cartoonist, to Jamie Franklin of the Irreverent podcast. Nevertheless, given our proud history from the various wars where we have thrashed the French, the Spanish, the Germans and the Dutch, given our roistering national spirit, Merry England, our love of pluck and dash and wit and liberty, it has been something of a disappointment to me as an Englishman to see how swiftly most of my compatriots have caved to masked tyranny, to petty bureaucracy, to sinister idol worship. Clapping for a crappy socialist healthcare system? Really? To demagoguery, to the kind of curtain-twitching snooping and snitching more redolent of East Germany under the Stasi. I do hope John Bull can recover his spirit in 2022. And I wish the same to all my fellow freedom fighters around the world, from the US and Canada to Australia and New Zealand. We deserve better than this, and if we don't get it, we have only ourselves to blame. There are no white knights. It's up to us. Since God is on our side, I've no doubt we shall prevail in the end. But given what we're up against, principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, I suspect it's going to be quite a struggle.